Hey everyone, welcome back to the 443 Security Simplified. I'm your host, Mark the Liberty, and taking over for me just for today is...
Je m'appelle Corey Knockreiner.
In today's episode, we have Corey...
You understood that one.
Yeah, yes. We. See? We. Yes. Corey was sent on a special mission to the RSA Security Conference to go figure out who he could talk to and hopefully get some interesting, cool ideas or trends from this year's conference. Let's see what he got.
If you're a company that's looking for products to help you with security, RSA is one of the biggest exhibitions for security in the world. When you come into the exhibition show floor, you're going to see lights everywhere, big booths, interesting colors going on, lots of presentations talking about the latest threat attacks, how phishing is changing. Meanwhile, if you have kind of a research focus, you can always go to the conferences as well and learn from some of the biggest experts in the world, you know, how AI is being used to help defend our networks, or how malware is also using artificial intelligence and machine learning as well. Very exciting conference. The first time you walk into the exhibition hall can be a little foreboding. I mean, you're going to get hit with all your senses from a lot of noise and video and cool stuff. But if you take some time to stop at each booth, like WatchGuard's great booth here, there's a lot you can learn on how you can defend your network and your hosts. So there's a lot to see at RSA, but there's usually a couple themes. So as you go to different booths or go to different talks, some of the themes that really stand out are Internet of Things. IoT is a big theme. You know, we have a pretty good handle on protecting our networks and our computers, but the type of computing devices that are growing faster even than mobile phones and tablets are these IoT, these computing devices that don't look like computers, but are things like webcams and doorbells and home automation systems. So a big theme all over the conference is how to secure these new devices that are literally popping up everywhere. You've probably heard everyone say machine learning and artificial intelligence. Huge theme in security right now, so much so that it's also kind of a buzzword. You know, you might hear companies overuse it, but there's very true value to how artificial intelligence can help automate the security tasks that a lot of companies have to deal with every day. And that brings me to kind of the third theme, which is automation. You know, whether you're a tiny business or the biggest enterprise, you never have enough people or time on your hands. So when you have this deluge of security incidents to look at, you know, even the biggest enterprise is struggling under this flood of data. So how can we automate some of the tasks that incident handlers and forensic people do? Another big theme. So for instance, one new acronym or relatively new acronym is SOAR, which stands for Security Orchestration, Automation, and Response. So how can we automate a lot of the multiple security tasks we do every day? So those are some of the themes that are pretty common in talks, in the exhibition floor, and all around RSA right now. And I'm here with one of our great employees, Rob. Before we start, Rob, tell us a little about you, what you do for WatchGuard, how long you've been with us.
I've been a long-term employee with WatchGuard, been here for a little over 11 years now.
Yeah,
so I'm a sales engineer here in the Americas that focuses on national partners.
Oh, fantastic. And we've been here on the floor showing our product, talking to, you know, the attendees. Before we start talking about the product and your demos, have you detected any sort of really high-level security themes at this year's RSA?
Yeah, what I'm seeing is there's a lot of resonation around our trusted wireless environment.
Oh, cool.
We're seeing a lot of interest in it. Most of our demos that have been here have been related to that. So that message seems to really resonate with the prospects here.
Awesome. So I talked a little bit with Brad about that. It sounds like wireless security seems to be very interesting, which is weird because wireless has been around for a while, but I think people are just realizing layer two attacks aren't really something that are protected just by authentication.
I think the other piece that comes into play is because it's a more unique technology.
Yeah.
It's not a commodity thing where they can go from our booth to some other booth and get a similar technology because how we secure it.
Cool. So more specific to us, as you've been doing demos, what are some of the themes that have been coming up? What are people looking for? I assume some wireless, but any other things as well?
MFA seems to be hitting it off as well, right?
Cool.
A lot of customers have thought about it, so they're in the planning stage, but they haven't gotten to the implementation stage or even figuring out how to do it. So I think it's a great fit for us. We seem to be in sync with what the folks here want.
And for the audience, many of you know MFA stands for multi-factor authentication. And we're traditionally, you wouldn't associate us with MFA, but that is actually a big product. We just launched Authpoint a little while ago, is that right?
Exactly, right. And part of that is it's a separate product from everything else we do. So we can even sell into environments where they don't have watchguard firewalls.
Awesome. And if you, for MFA specifically, it's not really a new technology, right? I think big organizations, governments, maybe the largest enterprise, has had it for a while. Why do you think it's of interest again, you know, now in 2019?
I think part of it has to do with they hear about all these attacks out there, hackers breaking in. Obviously, username and password isn't secure. I travel a lot. I'm on a plane all the time. And I've even seen reports of people hacking airplane traffic.
Wi-Fi. Right? Yeah.
And I think there was a reporter, right, that had his news article stolen by,
I remember that
by
guy.
A passenger behind him, right?
And I think part of the reason we're seeing an increase in it, too, is it used to be kind of unattainable by the medium-sized companies out there, but I presume with our solution, it's actually a little easier to get even for smaller businesses.
Yeah, and that's part of it as well, right? We're totally software, so that doesn't require any hardware investment from our customers. The fact that we're all cloud-managed makes it easy for those organizations to manage it. So, you know, similar to what we do with everything else.
Gotcha.
All about simplification, making it extremely easy for small to medium business and distributed enterprise to actually set up and use our products.
Well, awesome, Rob. Thanks for a little bit of your time and your insight in RSA. We have to have you back on. Besides being a great general WatchGuard SE, you knew a whole hell of a lot about mail security back in the day as well. So maybe we should talk about that at some point.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks so much, Corey.
Hey, it's Corey again, reporting from the show floor at the RSA Security Conference 2019. I'm here at WatchGuard's booth, and I'm here with Ben, one of WatchGuard's employees. Ben, tell us a little about yourself and what you do for WatchGuard.
Yeah, Corey, I'm a product manager here at WatchGuard. I work on our hardware platforms, VPN networking primarily, and a lot of focus on the Firebox.
And this is the 443 podcast, but if people have been following WatchGuard for a while, we used to have something, a different podcast, Radio Free Security, which you were a constant guest. So anyone that listened to Radio Free Security might have heard your voice before.
Yeah, shout out to all of our old school Radio Free Security listeners out there.
Absolutely. We definitely need to invite you to the 443 now.
Absolutely.
So we're on the show floor. I know you've spent a lot of time here, but you've talked to a lot of people coming up, prospects, customers. Before we dive into what you've talked about here, have you detected any kind of like RSA theme? Is there any buzz that people are talking about yet?
Or? I haven't heard anything specific in the booth. There's been a lot of people coming by, and what's interesting, I've been doing some demos on visibility and dimension, but what really grabs people has been a different concept every single time. Seems kind of strange that everyone has their own thing that they're looking for.
So it's a lot of different. It's not just one thing. They're looking for ways to, you know, maybe one person's looking for visibility into security, one person might be looking into wireless.
Correct.
That sound about right?
Yeah, there's some people that are definitely talking about wireless security. I've seen Brad's been really busy today, so
gotcha.
A lot of attention there. Some people come up, they want to talk about what's going on the network in the Firebox, and other people are like, hey, what's going on? We know about the Firebox, so you don't do anything on the endpoints, and we talk about ThreatSync and TDR.
So tell us a little about that. I assume you've done some, so TDR for the listener stands for Threat Detection and Response. I suppose you've done a few of those demos. Tell us a little bit about what TDR is.
TDR is an application that runs as a combination of a component on the Firebox and a component on what we call the host center running on Windows or Mac. And we're able to correlate what's seen as malware executing on the host with network traffic that's actually seen on the Firebox.
Cool.
We're also able to identify if there's some sort of ransomware that's executed on the host and lock that down, prevent it from encrypting all of your files.
So kind of a change in the past couple of years for WatchGuard in that we had a lot of network, like we have network insights for just about everything, but TDR also has the endpoint insight as well. But our magic sauce isn't just being one or the other, it's sharing the data to kind of find new and interesting stuff when you combine that.
Yeah, and
like.
ThreatSync is really the powerful piece of that, combining the information.
ThreatSync's essentially
the two components, the brain behind
it. Awesome. Any other cool demos you've been doing?
There's been a lot of people are interested in different parts of AV, and as well as there's a lot of talk about URL filtering application control, and it seems
gotcha.
Like where that's really been driven from is encryption. So people are saying, hey, they're seeing HTTPS everywhere. 60% of internet bandwidth is HTTPS. And there's been a couple of questions about TLS 1.3. They're like, how do I filter URL when with HTTPS when the domain name that's either part of the host request or part of the certificate name is now encrypted with TLS 1.3. And we say, well, you have to do HTTPS decryption, and we're able to support that with TLS 1.3.
And some
now
of the changes you're talking about is probably specifically the SNI, if I remember right. The SNI was something that in TLS 1.2, even if you weren't decrypting it, you could see a little bit of information about the domain in
correct
that SNI, and now in TLS 1.3, that part's encrypted too. So there's very little you can know about where someone might be going without doing true decryption.
And that is absolutely it. It is the SNI is essentially the server name that's being requested by the client.
Yeah.
And often, because the certificate could have many server names in it, both that SNI and the response with the certificate and all the server names, both of those are encrypted in TLS 1.3.
Cool. How do we do with that?
Well, what we're able to do is with HTTPS decryption, we're able to accept the connection, make that connection on behalf of our protected client,
and still
because of that, between those two connections, we're able to see it.
Gotcha. Fantastic. So we do support TLS 1.3 here at WatchGuard.
We sure do.
Awesome. Would you say, I mean, you generally said that people are asking about a lot of things. Does that mean you're seeing higher interest in something like what WatchGuard does? I mean, really, one of our use cases is we have a portfolio of many different services, and our benefit is one place where you can see it all. Does that seem to be something that resonates with the people you're speaking to?
That is. That absolutely is something that resonates, and we actually see a number of people coming up. Had a couple of existing WatchGuard customers come up and say, hey, what else is new that I might not have seen a few years ago when I last did the deployment? What else can I enable on my Firebox?
Awesome. Well, thanks for talking with us, Ben. I'll let you go since I'm sure you have more people to speak with.
All right.
Have a good
thank
one.
Thank you, Corey.
I'm reporting from the RSA show floor at WatchGuard's booth, and I'm here with one of our sales engineers, Brad. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do for WatchGuard?
Yeah, absolutely. So Brad Tompkins, a sales engineer out of the Southeast, out of Atlanta, kind of covering partners and customers.
Awesome.
All right.
Happy to have you on the West Coast for a little while.
I know, it's nice.
Yeah. So we're kind of looking for general themes of RSA. So I know you were in our booth most of the day, but you've been talking to a lot of prospects and people walking around. Did you detect any like conference-wide themes?
You know, I just get a lot of people trying to identify all kinds of new stuff. You know, what's going on, what's new, what haven't we seen before?
That's kind of the... So sometimes it's just learning what new defenses are out there type thing?
Exactly, exactly.
Cool. So for maybe our products, one of the things you do is a lot of demos. Is there a particular demo you've shown a lot at this floor?
You know, I've been doing a lot of Wi-Fi demos. So showing the new trusted wireless environment type stuff and how our secure Wi-Fi really kind of helps out there.
Tell me a little about trusted wireless environment. What is that exactly?
Yeah, so the goal here is to kind of create a wireless environment that we know what we're connecting to as a client is actually our AP and keep the bad actors off of our wireless airspace.
So is that one of the things you see all the time? I think some people know that there's open APs that don't have passwords, but there's also those APs that have the little lock where you have to know a password to get on. So is that secure enough?
Not really. So very easy to trick a client into joining your AP or a bad actor's AP, even if you think you're connected to a secure
wireless. So is that kind of like an evil twin attack is something?
Right, so you've got the evil twin or possibly even something like a rogue AP where somebody
gotcha
might plug into your network with an access point.
So that's when they have physical access.
Exactly.
And I've heard a karma attack in wireless is someone that's taken the evil twin to the next level where they just kind of broadcast the SSID is the name of the wireless network you're joining essentially, and they broadcast all of them and try to take over whatever you're connecting
right
to.
Yep, absolutely, trying to trick the clients to join them
cool
instead. Yep.
So it sounds like trusted wireless environment is more about showing that little lock is not enough and you need some additional level of security.
Exactly.
So what does WatchGuard do to kind of stop evil twins and rogue APs?
Right, so our secure Wi-Fi has some really cool technology around categorizing what's in our airspace.
Gotcha.
And identifying through what we know in the environment, say, yeah, hey, that's an AP that we don't know. It's broadcasting our SSID, or it's a new MAC address we haven't seen before. Or with the evil twin, we see a MAC address that we should know that's not, you know, plugged into our network. So we can basically provide a denial of service on that access point and prevent our clients from joining those
networks. If we see someone pretending to be our wireless network, but we don't want our clients to join it, we somehow force them through this denial of service attack to come over. Meanwhile, if we see something plugged into our network, that's not company sanctioned. That's kind of what we won't allow.
Exactly. In the same way. So we prevent our clients from connecting to those 100%.
Awesome. So I've heard, like, generally people call this wireless intrusion prevention, or WIPs. I've heard other people have that too. Is there anything that makes ours different?
Yeah, so actually, something you can see on our website with the MyRCOM report we've just released, we tested WatchGuard APs against several other vendors.
Cool.
And really highlighted that their intrusion prevention is really just detection, at least, you know, in some of the cases, and have a really hard time preventing.
Oh, cool.
We're able to do that straight out of the box.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Brad. So, wireless security, if you're curious about more of it, definitely come to our site and check out TWE, or the Trusted Wireless Environment.
Yep, thanks, Brad. Thank you.
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening to today's special episode, and thank you, Corey, for going out to the RSA show floor all on your own without me to go get that.
You owe me some mojitos.
I will bring back some mojitos for my vacation. And everyone else, if you have any questions on today's episode or suggestions for future topics, you can reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at @XORRO_, Corey is at @SecAdept, and the both of us are at #The443Podcast. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to wherever you picked up today's episode. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next week.